words for our meditation tonight as we celebrate with sorrow and mourning the suffering and death of Jesus. It is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 27, with special attention to verse 45. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. That means, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the suffering Messiah and Savior. Tonight we go back again in spirit to Mount Calvary, also known as Golgotha or the place of the skull, just outside of the city of Jerusalem, to watch our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ agonize on the cross, a very slow and painful death. It was a cruel and horrible execution. It's the story of man's inhumanity to the Son of Man, the nails piercing his hands and his feet, blood streaming down his face with the crown of thorns embedded deeply into his head. It's a very dark day in the life of the Christian church. And it certainly isn't a good Friday for Jesus. It is really and truly a very bad day for Jesus, because Jesus is about to be executed as a common criminal, even though he hadn't committed any crimes. As a matter of fact, Jesus had to endure six trials, three trials before the religious leaders, Anna, Caiaphas, the two chief high priests of the Jews, and Herod, the king of the Jews, as well as three trials before the civil authorities, two trials before Pilate, the governor, and one trial before Herod, the king of the Jews. But what was even worse, all of these six trials were carried out with haste and a total miscarriage of justice and the rule of law. Not only that, but no one was even appointed as required by both Jewish and Roman law to legally defend Jesus or speak for him during the six trials. Just before his crucifixion, from about 2 to 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. And after the trials were over, the Jewish religious leaders found Jesus to be guilty and charged him with blasphemy for claiming to be the Son of God. Even though Pilate and Herod disagreed and found Jesus to be completely innocent and not guilty of any conspiracy or treason against Rome or even against Jerusalem, Pilate told the chief priests and the mobs, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they wouldn't give up, and they continued to persist. "Pilate, if you release this man, you're not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar." So Pontius Pilate, concerned about his own political ambition and position as governor, finally gave in to their demands, and washing his hands before the mob, he said, "I'm innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And that's precisely what happened to Jesus as he was accused, sentenced, and finally condemned to die on the cross. And how does Jesus respond to all of these charges and accusations against him? Jesus was completely silent. He He doesn't say a word. He never complained. He never retaliated. On the contrary, Judas betrayed him with a kiss. Peter denied him not only once, but three times. And the rest of them abandoned him, running away, concerned only about themselves. And yet Jesus was willing to forgive them all. His own disciples, as well as the religious leaders, Pilate, Herod, the mob, and finally, the soldiers at the foot of the cross for what they had done to him as he looks down from that cross and says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. As a matter of fact, later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. And then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And then, when he had received the drink of wine vinegar, he said, it is finished. And as soon as he said that, he bowed his head, gave up his spirit, and he died. Now what about us here tonight? Are we any different from those who crucified or caused Jesus' suffering and death? Annas, Caiaphas, Pilate, the Sanhedrin, his own disciples, and especially the mob as they shouted at the top of their lungs, crucify him, crucify him, away with this man. And the answer is no, we're no different. We too have caused Jesus' suffering and death on the cross by our own sins and iniquities. And yet, isn't amazing tonight that in spite of our sins and iniquities, Jesus still loves us and he forgives us. As a matter of fact, Jesus was willing to empty himself for us and become obedient unto death, even if it meant dying the death of a common criminal on a cross. The words of St. Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And that is the good news tonight on this Good Friday. Even though it was really and truly a very bad day for Jesus, that Jesus was willing to accept the pain, the hurt, the anguish, the betrayal, the denial, the abandonment inflicted upon him, not only by the religious leaders, Pilate, Herod, and the mob, but even his own disciples, and his Father in heaven. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us tonight on this Good Friday through his Holy Spirit. As we thank our Heavenly Father for Jesus' suffering and death, which has made it possible for us here tonight to have the forgiveness of all of our sins and the wonderful gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. May our prayer tonight be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? And the answer tonight is yes. Yes, we were also there in spirit when they crucified our Lord, which sometimes causes us to tremble as Jesus suffered and died on the cross for our sins and cried out to his Father in heaven, La Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? So may God bless us in our faith in Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.